Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday. I don't even have to look at the date.
Mm-hmm, it's May 10th. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday today, so that's one of the dates I don't forget.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Let's do away with that.
Okay.
Maybe if we had a few people here, but I don't want to put you on the spot. You know?
Oh, man. It was always the worst, like going to restaurants for your birthday, and then like, you know, certain restaurants have like the whole like server crew come out and sing for you,
and then you get the attention of the whole friggin' restaurant.
Yeah, and everyone's looking at you. Your like face turns red. And you're like, oh no,
please, thank you. Let the song end fast.
Yeah, totally. It's like you're smiling so hard because you're like embarrassed, but you also like want it to just stop.
Exactly.
That's how tickling feels to me too.
Really?
Like I'm laughing hysterically, but inside I'm like so mad. I'm like violently angry.
Really? Yeah. You don't like tickling?
No, not at all. Yeah, it makes me like want to hit somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
The funny thing is some people are into it, you know?
I know. It's a fetish, funny, for
right?
sure.
Yeah.
Not my fetish.
Yeah.
You it's don't my like fetish it. To then hit you.
Yeah. Oh, well, I forgot the last time I was tickled, so I have no opinion of it.
The worst. The worst. I'm like, I will pee my pants.
Yeah, right.
Guys always think it's like so cute and funny. I'm like, seriously, stop. Like, seriously, right. stop. But they're like, you like it. You're laughing. I'm like, no, it's my body's like natural biological response.
Right.
I'm like, I hate it. I hate it. I was like, and that will be the end of you if you continue.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now you know. Don't tickle Jen.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
If you get a black eye, it's not my fault.
Yeah, right.
So what are your big plans?
So I am 61.
There you go.
Okay, I'm well into my 60s now.
I don't know about well in, but you're
well
you're
in. Well you're in. In. I'm out of...
You're not at the door anymore.
I'm not at the door anymore.
Yeah.
I'm in my 60s now. Jeez.
It's got to be weird to say.
It is, man.
You know.
What is it, like double what you are?
I'm going to be... I almost said I'm going to be 63 in June. I'm going to be 33 in June.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I can't believe I'm twice your age.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's wild, right?
Right? That's why I'm saying, enjoy your age, you know? I mean, don't think like... you know, like dating apps don't work. This doesn't work. All this. I can't
though.
Be bothered with it. You know?
I don't want to be bothered with it.
You'll regret it later. I'm telling you.
I guess. I saw my manicurist this weekend. It was my first time seeing her. It was a new lady. She did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Very fancy, very gaudy, bougie, like Jersey Italian lady nails. But she met her husband in LA on Bumble. And I was like, oh, it does work. And she was like, it does work.
Yeah, for some people.
I was like, that's so disappointing.
Yeah.
She just...
About how old is she?
She's probably in her late 40s, early 50s.
Mm.
Somewhere in there. Like 48 to 53, I would guess.
Yeah. That's your last chance to find someone.
Man. They've been married for a little while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, some people look great in their 50s, you know?
Yeah.
You look at all these celebrities and everything, you know, they look great. Who did I see the other day? Well, obviously Jennifer Lopez, she's early, but there's some women that are even older.
I mean, there's a meme that says, you're not ugly, you're just broke.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, so you can say you're not old, you're just broke.
You're just broke, yeah.
Right. I don't know if that matters, though, you know? I don't know, I just like... Look, on those dating apps, every time I do decide to go through them, it's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
And every time you think about it, you go, well, I got to give like a really killer line or something, right? Mm. But it doesn't matter what you say. The thing is, if they don't like the way you look, nothing you say matters. That's why, you know, they say, oh, it's your profile.
It's a combination.
It's what you write. I don't think so. Nobody... We'll consider anybody until, first of all, they like the way they look.
That is partially true. That is definitely partially true.
I don't know who doesn't.
See, here's the thing though, like super, super hot guys for me, sometimes like when they're too posed in their photos, I'm like, no, I don't want that. Even if they're gorgeous, it's just something about it. And then you have like more of like, you know, the middle to high range looking guys. And sometimes they have really like lame profiles. Like if you're gorgeous and your profile sucks, it's probably going to be a no.
What's a profile that sucks, for example?
I don't know. I mean, I found this really funny profile yesterday. Actually, I screenshot it. This guy, he posted only photos of him. Every single one of his photos is him on roller coasters.
Wow.
Which I thought was so funny. Like every single photo is just him screaming, true, strapped into a roller coaster.
Okay, well, at least you remembered him from that.
Yeah, so you know, I have no idea what he looks like when he's not screaming his face off. But I was like, you know what? That's really funny. Like to me, that says a lot.
Yeah.
So I swiped right.
Oh, you did?
I did. I swiped right.
So it says a lot about what? What does it say to you?
Just a lot about who he is as a person.
So you like him because he likes roller coasters?
No, not because he likes roller coasters, but because he thought it would be funny to make every single one of his photos a picture of him on roller coasters.
Okay. The things that attract people, you know?
I think it's funny, you know, I think it's a sign of his sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be funny around there, I don't know. But
yeah, don't take yourself too seriously.
Right.
That's a big turnoff,
right,
for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you want to see him as like real and down to earth as possible.
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter what you write. I'm telling you, it's like the women that write me, I'm like, you know what? I'm in a different league than I think I am.
I know what you mean.
So it's terrible. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of gave up on it. You know, if something happens, it happens. But,
you know, I feel.
I'm like, get ready for a lonely life, you know, more of it.
I mean, more that's kind of how I feel, you know, like I have.
But that's what I'm saying. You got your whole life ahead of you. You don't know that that's going to happen.
And
besides,
know.
Now you're in your prime, you know, it's the time to date, start a family, all that.
Start I know a you don't family.
Want I know you don't want that.
I've hardly. Yeah. See, that's my issue, too, is I've only been on like shitty one or two time dates. I have not really been in a serious relationship because New York's filled with a bunch of weirdos. And now I've been in LA and it's been a pandemic. So I haven't really like been in like a long relationship. And now I'm at the age where I've missed out on all the fun dating. And now everyone's dating to marry. And I don't That's necessarily want to date to marry.
Right.
You know, like I kind of still want to just, I mean, not date to not marry, like, because some people think if you're not dating to marry, don't date, but I don't agree with that.
Right.
I don't think you should date people to break their hearts. I think you should just date people to like, and enjoy each other and just enjoy time and, you know, get to know what you like, what you don't like, what they like, you know, your red flags, their red flags, and just how to work on that. You know, like I've never really been in a place where I've been able to do that. So for me, I'm afraid to like start dating somebody and then like they want to get married.
Yeah. But you know what? Actually, a lot of men don't want to get married. So,
yeah,
you know, in fact, they're afraid of it. So,
yeah, so am I.
So you're like a fresh break.
I'm definitely afraid of it too, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's also the mindset of like, if you're not dating to marry, then like you shouldn't be exclusive. And I don't agree with that either. I think you can be. I think there's literally a different way to slice it, whatever, you know.
Right.
I don't think I need to have an intention of marrying somebody in order for us to not, like, cheat on each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, I'm just, like, not ready to be in the, like, get married, have kids pool yet.
Yeah.
Not ready.
I just know I'm, like, at the stage where I don't give a shit anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I went to the beach on Saturday. And that was good, but I realized I don't care what I look like. I don't care what I wear. I mean, I'm just going for myself, the hell with everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't always like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because you try to impress and attract and all that stuff, you know? Fit in, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you realize none of this works at a certain time.
It's all
time.
A scheme to make us hate ourselves.
But anyway, you brought me some really good goodies here. They look so delicious.
Yes.
So what are those?
Okay, so
it's not muffins, really.
They're not muffins at all. Right. They're mini
cheesecakes.
They're
just like in those, mini cheesecakes.
Yeah, so the one with the little striped drizzle, that's a sea salt
caramel cheesecake. Kind of thing, right.
The one with the strawberry is a vanilla bean cheesecake. The little one with the little white puff on it, this that one? Looks like a bunny tail, okay. That's a key lime tartlet, and then the one next to it is a chocolate tartlet.
Oh, I like that. And this one is the same as this one?
This and that are the same. The ones.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, I can't see the caramel on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted to get you a fruit today. Tart, but they didn't have any.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's better.
Good. Yeah, I figured a nice variety.
Yeah.
Get stoned and
well, thank you
go
very
to town.
Much.
Yeah, totally.
I will go to town on this thing, man. I love this stuff.
I mean, food is the key to the soul, yeah. You know?
True,
it
right?
truly is. Like, nothing makes people happier. I had a friend at one point. We're not friends anymore for lots of reasons, this being one of it. But he said he hated eating. He absolutely hated eating food. He hated it.
Wow.
He was like, every time he knew he got to a point after like a day or two had passed and he hadn't eaten, he knew he got to a point when he started to feel really sick that he had to eat, and he would get really anxious about the fact that he had to eat.
Right.
He like really hated it.
What was his like health like? I mean,
very deteriorated. He was really? Extremely emaciated and
yeah,
he
yeah,
just hated
you're not
it.
Not getting nutrition, you know?
No, nothing.
Wow.
I would always be like, eat this.
Not even fast food or anything, huh?
Not
he
really,
didn't
no.
like anything. Wow. That sounds like a little child that doesn't want to eat, you know?
Yeah, like he would eat
maybe
like.
It stayed with him.
Like gluten-free mac and cheese sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. It was rough. I was like, just eat something.
Yeah.
And then like, I was like, when at the time we were friends, I was like training all the time, like lifting. I was doing like Olympic lifting kind of stuff. So I was eating all the time, you know, right. like every 2 hours I was having like at least a half a meal serving. And I'd just be sitting there like, and he's like sitting there like super skinny and I'm just like hogging down a half a sandwich real quick.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's pretty weird, man. I never heard of something like that.
I know.
Heard a lot of people that love to eat, obviously, you know. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yesterday was Mother's Day.
It was.
Did you call your mom?
Of course.
Of course you called
her. I sent
her
flowers. I called her twice, and she was sleeping both times. She works nights. Uh-huh. So when I called her in the morning, she was like, hello. And I was like, hi, Mom. She's like, I was like, are you sleeping? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'll call you later. Then I called her later and she was like trying to play it off like she wasn't just sleeping, but I know what she sounds like when she wakes up from a nap. She was like really discombobulated.
Right.
And she's trying to play it off and I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just watching TV or something. And I was like, you're taking a nap. And yeah. Started laughing. She was like, can we talk tomorrow? I'm sorry. I was like, it's fine. Like,
yeah, I'm calling for you. For
yeah, totally.
Wow.
She's a magical lady.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to visit my mom in the cemetery and my dad too. And yeah, that felt good. You know, I mean, you always connect with them and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I miss her, you know?
I bet.
I do miss her.
She was gone last year right before, like a month or so before the pandemic. Yeah,
January 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, what are you going to do? There were a lot of people there at the cemetery, as you might imagine.
Oh, that's...
It was a beautiful day, flowers all over. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny how people bring chairs and they just sit there for hours, you know?
Yeah, they want to be close.
That. Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
I know. Oh, well, it happens to everyone.
I know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There was actually a really funny TikTok I saw, and this girl was talking about things that that annoy her that should be fixed already. And one of them was, she was like, death. I mean, why have we just accepted that it happened? She's like, why haven't we been able to fix that?
Yeah, let's fix that.
I was like, yeah, seriously.
A lot of different things we could fix, right?
Yeah. I love that conversation, though, with people. Some people really just like are totally okay with it happening. I'm not okay with it happening.
Right. Death, you mean?
Yeah. I don't want to die. I don't want it to ever happen. If there was a pill or I could be a vampire or something, I absolutely excuse me, would take the opportunity to have immunity to that for sure.
I see.
Absolutely. Okay, I would take it today.
That's good. It means you love life and everything, you know, so that's good. No.
I mean, I've always felt this way even before I did love life. So I don't know how much of it is like loving life and how much of it is
being afraid.
Fear of death, or like the cycle of life has always made me a little sick to my stomach.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Well, don't watch many movies with death in them.
Oh, my gosh. I watch so many.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. My therapist would be like, so what's the week been like? I'm like, well, I thought about death a lot. And he's like, well, you always think about death a lot. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I think about it all the time.
Really?
Constantly.
Wow.
I've thought about my death this morning already.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. I saw... The weirdest things, too, will trigger it. I saw this giant stuffed bear on the side of the on-ramp to the 101. It was giant, huge bear. And he was just sitting there behind a tree. And I was like, is that a sign?
Yeah.
Is that a sign that when I get on the highway, I'm going to, like, get hit and die? I'm like, is this it? Is this going to happen? Is this happening
How is
now?
That a sign that you're going to die?
I don't know. My brain just connects it.
Yeah. It probably was just somebody bought it because they were selling those on the streets yesterday.
Yeah.
For Mother's Day and stuff. So probably. Maybe somebody bought it and threw it there.
I don't know. It could be a sign of my death coming.
Okay.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's really good that we don't know when we're going to die, you know.
I never want to know.
It would have been a mess, you know.
I hate that, the idea of knowing.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
Okay, I would just be a nervous wreck.
Let's hope that you're always healthy. You don't have to deal with that.
Yeah. Know? Oh, yeah. My God. Just the stomach ache I would have for however long until it happened.
Yeah.
It would be a mess. I'd be a total mess. Yeah. Be worst case scenario.
I know. Well, it's not unusual though. Many people fear death and stuff. Yeah. You know. I'm at a point where like, bring it on, you know, I don't care, man. This fucking talk. I don't care anymore. But and I love life, you know, I won't deny it, you know.
Sure.
But like I said, there's certain things that it's just not fun anymore.
That's so fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope it's quick, you know?
Definitely.
I don't want to be like relying on people. Like
tortured in someone's basement.
Right. Or, yeah, or just even when you get too old and people have to take care of you. You know,
yeah.
That's terrible, too.
Yeah, it is. For sure.
Yeah. Well, so much for death. You know, we're talking about life and birthdays and stuff and Mother's Day and all that. But did you hear that? Where is it? Why didn't I mark it? No, I did bring... Oh, okay, I did bring it up. Some people don't want to call mother and father anymore. They want to call them birthing people. So, because the words mom and dad are offensive to them.
Okay. Probably because poor relationship with them or something?
No, because they need to change everything, you know? Nothing is the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, but it's too much. It's way too much, you know, for all this trying to get us to speak correctly because a few people feel that we should.
Yeah, know? I'm not sure about this one. I'm not sure about this one. This one.
Well, you're still on the fence on this one, too.
No. I'm saying I don't know about this one. I think this one's probably a little much.
A little outrageous.
A little much, yeah. But I mean, I guess you want to call it what you want to call it. My mom's my mom. I think if somebody, I guess, doesn't have a connection to their parent, they can just... I mean, most people I know who don't have good relationships with their parents or are adopted or whatever, just say biological mom or biological dad.
Yeah.
You know, which I think to me insinuates that there's a non-biological parent in your life.
Right. Yeah. That's actually what they're trying to say, I think. You know?
Yeah.
But that's understandable, I guess, if you feel there's a difference and maybe they're both in your life or something, you know?
Sure. Or if they're not, you just, I mean, and someone's explaining, well, yeah, like if someone is adopted and they're talking about the story of how their biological mom gave them up and they said biological mom.
Right.
To me, that would just, I didn't know they were adopted. I would just, something in my brain would tell me, okay, they probably have...
Yeah.
A non-biological parent that's raised them or something.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know.
I just have a problem with all these people trying to change what the fuck we're doing, you know? And I think something related is the SNL thing. Did you get to watch it at all with Elon Musk?
I didn't. I mean, I saw a couple clips, but as soon as I saw that thing about him making jokes about cryptocurrency and now it's been dropping, I sent it to you as soon as I saw it.
Yeah.
It's like, you better run.
I know. And I sold them right as it started going down, so I didn't lose any money. But
it's funny how people have so much power.
Yeah,
they just say a couple of things. One person. Yeah, he's
very powerful. I think that's why the SNL cast, many of them didn't want to be on stage with him beforehand. You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, my question is, what do you have against him? You know, why? Because he's a rich man. You know, I mean, and they were using excuses like he's not an entertainer. You know how many people that were not. Yeah. And that's the funny thing. When they bring someone who's not an entertainer, they look awkward and weird, you know?
So awkward and weird.
Situation, you know?
Yeah.
But I think he handled it very well. You know, he brought his mother on board on the stage and stuff. And they pulled a Doge joke on there. But I think he did very well. He was funny. And he looked out of place. That's why it was funny, you know?
Yeah, definitely. He's so funny when he just smiles like that.
Yeah, you know, he was taking it in stride, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how much power people have, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Snapchat's now kind of back up and running, but Kylie Jenner, I have no idea what she said, but she said something about how people don't use Snapchat anymore. And Snapchat went from being really way up at the top and just plummeted.
Really?
Overnight.
Wow.
Overnight. They lost like millions of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because Kylie Jenner said it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
I know.
But this cryptocurrency, man, it seems like the sunny part of what's going on, because the stocks are down, you know?
Yeah.
They suck, but if you want, but I've been actually putting even more money in Ethereum, which is like the second one after Bitcoin.
Sure.
And that whole thing started when my son told me, when he was a bartender a few months ago, that one of his like buddy clients, right, that would come in and likes him and everything. He says, this guy always brings like younger women with him. He's got a Porsche and everything. He's full of money, right?
Yeah.
And the guy told my son, he says, go put all your money in Ethereum. And then since then, I'm like, you know, maybe he knows what he's talking about. He's rich already, you know?
And it's not doing.
No, it's doing very well.
Oh, it's doing well.
Yeah, so I bought more. It's doing great.
Maybe I'll buy some.
Yeah. I think it's going to go up a lot. Like Bitcoin, yeah. Because it's got some things that Bitcoin doesn't have. Mm. They're predicting a lot of new technology for it and everything. So, but you never know, you know. I mean, we've never seen something like this. You know, we've always invested in stocks and bonds and shit like that. Who knows about currency, you know. But, I just, with the Dogecoin, I knew. I mean, I sold right before it started. I sold most of it before the show started. Because I felt that that there's no way so many people are gonna do well with this, you know.
Sure.
And if it goes up, because many people are gonna sell it as soon as it goes up, like to $1 or something, you know, which is what people hoped. So it'll go up, everybody sells it, and then it's gonna tank, you know.
Yeah.
So because there's no way so many people are gonna be rich. Just because of something like that, you know, just because there's too many people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it would be nice, you know, but the shit doesn't happen.
Yeah, I need some of that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I do.
I know, me too.
So how do you go about purchasing something like Ethereum?
There's several places. There's Coinbase.
Okay.
Okay.
I have that app.
Which is an exchange, but they charge you. Like they charge me $75 per transaction.
Oh.
Yeah. And they don't support Doge either. I mean, they have the other currencies, but not.
Which one do you use?
So I used that one at first because that's what people told me. But then when I wanted Doge, I found out that Robinhood does that, you know.
Okay, and they don't do a charge?
They don't charge you anything.
Okay,
Robinhood. It's all free. Yeah, so download their app. It takes a few days for the money to clear when you transfer it into there. But so you always, if you want to be able to buy something right away, you should probably put some money in there in advance, you know.
Yeah.
So you just have some there. But yeah, so I
discovered
that.
So how does that work?
That,
you like go ahead and buy X amount of dollars in Ethereum coins?
And you get... yeah, and you get it in Ethereum, you know.
And then it just goes up and down on its own.
Right, right.
Okay. And then let's say it rises really high in the next week.
Right.
Do you suggest taking that money out or taking part of it out?
Right. You see, that's the thing is that sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It depends. Okay. But with this one, I'm definitely looking long term because if you sit on it for a couple of years maybe, even maybe not that long, but I'll say a couple of years – it can reach pretty, you know, pretty high. So you want to make it like a life-changing thing and
sure.
not just pulling a couple grand every now and then. But at the same time, there's a lot to be said for pulling your money out, you know, your profits or whatever, you know. Or take out, let's say you made enough that you can take out your original investment, so then your risk is zero. You know, and you're just risking the money that you paid.
Yeah.
If you're leaving it there.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that method.
Yeah.
So then how do taxes work on something like that?
You don't get taxed until you sell it. So if you make money on it, but it's still on paper and you haven't cashed it in, you don't pay taxes.
But let's say I put in 1,000 and it goes up to 6,000 and then I take 3,000 out.
Right,
do I have to then pay taxes on the
capital
3,000?
Gains? Yeah.
Okay. Do I do that at the end of the year, or do I have to
do
that right away? Okay.
Because they send you a W something, you know,
darn
some
it.
Kind of a form. I know.
Darn it.
They now raise the capital gains too, but
yeah,
I think
like
more
40%?
For yeah, but that's for more rich people, you know. I think they're saying over 400,000 in
I'm not
income.
There yet.
Yeah, not yet. I know most of us are not.
Yeah.
Most of us will never get there.
Well.
But what can you do, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
That's what I would really love to do is like dedicate my life to the stock market in my time when I'm not doing film work.
Right.
That is where I would like to be. That's my 5-year plan.
Right. If you made money.
Yeah.
If you were losing money, it's not so much
Yeah,
fun.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's my 5-year plan. And 5 years from now to be pretty much living off the market. You know, even in small ways, even if I don't need to be living an extravagant life, even if I'm just in my apartment right now.
Right.
You know?
I know it would be nice, but it doesn't work like that, Jen. I'm afraid.
I
there's
know.
No,
my friend's no. just done the transition. He does covered calls with the Wealthy Investor program. And he's, you know, he was on unemployment during the pandemic and now he's not on unemployment. And he lives in North Hollywood, and he pays his rent and all his bills with what he's making off the market.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. Did you tell me your sister is in town? Is
she
still here?
So it's funny. She was in San Francisco last weekend. She drove down to L.A. midweek. I saw her Thursday. I had work Friday. She had to actually... fly back somewhere else for a wedding over the weekend. And then I picked her up last night at midnight and there was insane traffic at the airport.
Really? So she came back now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How come she's not here today then?
Oh,
you should have brought her.
I know she's secretly working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Her work. I don't know that her work knows she's working, but she's at home. She's been on her computer working since like 5 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And she lives in New Jersey? New York?
Jersey, yeah. She has a house in Philly, though, that's being renovated. It's been being renovated for a couple of years now.
Oh, nice. Is she married or anything?
No.
Not
no.
married.
But she's dating someone.
Older, younger than you?
She's older than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the baby by 8 years.
8 years?
She's 8 years older. My brother's 10 years older than me.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom was going to have her tubes tied when she found out she was having me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little too late. Huh?
Yeah. They have to do like a mandatory pregnancy test just to make sure.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you can't.
Can't do it.
You can't
though.
Do it. She was like, all right, let's go.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, my sister's not like a, I don't know that she'd be into being on the radio. She's not a very like.
But you could just sit here.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Be nice to meet your family and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see what she's doing Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And she knows Tony, who we're having on Wednesday.
Tony. Oh, that's your friend?
My trainer friend.
Did I mark this on the
I think so. He's calling in at 9:15.
Right. Let me check my calendar. Okay, we better make sure that I know what's going on, man, because it'll be embarrassing if I don't. Actually, I don't have my my schedule on the phone. It's just on the iPad. All right. Well, if you say so.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Okay. I feel stupid, but you know.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you tell me it's on the. And the schedule, then it is, you know?
I don't know if you put it on the schedule, yeah, but we discussed it on the schedule, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
To your friend calling in and everything. What is he, a trainer?
Yeah, he does sports medicine. I met him back in New York when I was training with a different trainer. We were both working at the same athlete's gym.
Oh.
I was working out there. He was working. And I was also training to be a trainer. And we just kept in contact over the years, and we started training together during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
That's good. So you still train with them and everything?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, I need to find a trainer, man.
He's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, everything's on Zoom right now, though.
Yeah, that's, you know, true, right?
Yeah, you can still get a good session, though.
Yeah. Well, they're going to open up soon, you know? I mean, yeah. I'm hoping, shit, you know?
I know. I would love to get back to the gym.
Yeah. It's starting to get a lot more normal now, you know? Mm. I mean, like, I went to the beach. Nobody had masks on. Mm. And then, yeah, sometimes I walk. When I walk outside, I see people without masks.
Yeah, you don't need to have them outside anymore.
Right. Exactly. So we'll see, you know? And, I mean, some places have indoor sitting and stuff, so it's
I know I ate indoors at a restaurant the other day, and I was, yeah, like looking around like, how close is everybody?
But yeah, so I think we're definitely turning the corner on it, or whatever. I
think so too,
you know.
Yeah, I know more flights opened up too. That's probably why the airport was insane.
Yeah, the airport, the freeways. I mean, I went to the beach. You know how long it took me to get there? Like an hour. And most of it was just being stuck in traffic in Santa Monica, you know?
Yeah. Which beach do you go to?
I went to the Santa Monica one.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like between the pier and Venice.
Okay.
So it's kind of there. And the reason is because there's a two-hour parking, and it's never full. So it's always available, you know? And when I would go with bike riding and stuff, that's where I would go. So I figured
so close
I don't need
to
more.
Pacific Palisades, though.
Not really.
Really? It only takes me like 10 minutes to get to Los Leones Trail from here, and it overlooks the whole ocean.
No, but this one's quite farther because, I mean, you can, to Pacific Palisades, all you have to do is get on the 405 here and take Sunset to the beach. But here you have to get all the way to the 10 and then drive all the way to the beach. So it's
really
kind of far, yeah. But not that far, actually. But, yeah, so I try to go where there's no parking problems, you know. And it was okay. I mean, look, it's the beach, you know. It's the ocean.
It is 35 minutes from here. That's funny. It's 35 minutes for me at my place on the east side.
And that's probably without traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So LA traffic is back to what it was.
Yeah.
It's even worse, I think, you know.
Gosh, I've definitely been like beeping at a lot of people this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting impatient?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also been like a very hormonal week.
Well, we needed to know that.
So I was like, why am I so angry? And then I was like, oh, okay. I was like furious all week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
Maybe something's bothering you other than the traffic?
No.
No?
No.
You're just on edge?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm there often.
I was in West Hollywood picking up my friend, and like, I'm like trying to turn on her block and I'm like trying to miss the light so that it doesn't turn red again because I'd just been stuck behind a bunch of bozos not knowing which way they're going. And then there's this guy with his like window open and he's just driving like 1 mile an hour, just rolling through the opening. And I'm like trying to turn. I'm like, come on, dude. And there's finally no cars coming. Like I just sat there for so long waiting to make this turn. It was like 6 minutes. I was sat there waiting to make this turn. And finally, it's clear. And this guy is going and he has windows down. So I just yelled, I'm like, move, get out of the way, move. And he goes, all right, little lady.
Wow. I'm glad he didn't curse you out.
I mean, he could have. I definitely would have pulled over and parked and gotten out.
You would have?
Maybe.
No, you wouldn't.
In the mood I've been in this yeah. week, yeah, I probably would have.
On the inside, baby.
Yeah. That's how it is on the East Coast, though. People will literally pull over, get out of their car, and just start yelling at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it happens sometimes, too. I used to do that when I was really angry.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't do it anymore. And my kids were in the car, too. I mean, they would be scared. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
You know? Yeah, totally.
But I was out of control, man.
Sometimes it's just like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But we don't realize the scars we leave on our kids, you know?
That's why fucking I didn't have crazy. You know,
it's a lot simpler not to have kids.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when I'm in acting class and I have like a really like tough scene to do, there's a lot of yelling. I wonder if I'm scarring my cats. If they're getting upset.
Oh, God.
I know they don't like it. Sometimes they'll go hide. They think I'm mad. They're like, what is she doing?
Poor cats.
I know. And then after my scene, I have to give them like a big snuggle.
Yeah.
Which they hate.
Really? They ate the big snuggle?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. It depends on their mood. You know?
Oh, so the cats they have moods too?
Yeah, cats, of course they have moods.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes they want to cuddle and sometimes they're like, don't touch me. Where's my food? You know?
Yeah. I didn't realize that. Didn't realize that at all.
Oh, yeah.
So on SNL, they also had Miley Cyrus. She was pretty good singing.
Yeah.
With this other guy. I don't know what his name was. Do you know?
I have no idea who even it
was. Yeah.
It was. Let's see.
Let's see. He was, I don't. They probably don't have it here. But it was pretty nice, you know. And then, the comedian Dave Chappelle came to...
Oh, I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he came to Elon's side. And he says, I don't understand why people don't like him. And he says, no one can be woke enough, whatever that means.
Kid Laroi?
Yeah.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
You heard of him? No.
He sang pretty nicely, actually.
Kid Laroi. Oh, yeah. Okay, he looks familiar. He looks like... Have you ever seen the show Boy Meets World?
No.
Oh.
He looks like them?
He looks like the guy who plays Sean from Boy Meets World.
Oh.
Like this is Kid Laroi.
Right.
That's him.
That's what he looked like.
And then let me type in Sean, Boy Meets World. It's definitely like.
Are you watching any good TV shows?
Handmaid's Tale season 4 came out, so...
Oh, yeah, you said you were looking forward to that, right?
And that's Sean from Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay, yeah, they look similar.
It's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been waiting for the season to come out for like a year and a half. It finally came out, and they only put out 3 episodes at a time, which I was very upset about. I was distraught.
Oh, you need to like binge now.
I wanted to watch as much of the season in one night as possible.
Really? Why don't you like stretch it out so you enjoy
like
it
that.
For more time?
No.
No?
I gotta just get it in, get it out.
Get it out of the way, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just so gripping.
Yeah.
It's a really heavy show. And most people I know are like, oh, I can only watch like one episode at a time or 2 episodes. It's so heavy. And I'm not affected by that. I'm not affected by that at all. That's not like a pride. I'm proud of myself for that. I'm just unbothered by most things.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's good, actually, not to be bothered by most things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Except traffic. Traffic bothers you.
Sometimes.
Like shitty drivers.
Here's the thing is like if I give myself plenty of time, mm-hmm. I'm fine. Yeah. If I give myself plenty of time and then it keeps getting eaten up by traffic and then I'm late anyway, that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
And then if I don't give myself enough time, if I give myself the skin of my teeth amount of time, that also pisses me off.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta leave with plenty of time.
You have to.
To spare, you know?
Yeah. Which I usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Moving back to New York City.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there were shootings there. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, 4 people died.
Oh my gosh, what was the occasion?
I don't know, some occasion.
Yeah.
Times Square, I think it was.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then a tourist was stabbed with a screwdriver on the subway. And yeah, we were just talking about the subway the other day.
Yeah.
It's a terrible place to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, sometimes it's okay. There's been a couple times I had a nice, peaceful ride, but
right.
You can never just, as a person in general, and as a woman, you can't just, like, sit and relax on the train.
Yeah,
like
I can't imagine.
People coming in and out, passing through the train cars. Like, you always have to be on alert.
Right.
And
I mean, you're mixing up with people you would never be close to or in the same vicinity.
The thing is, like, everyone's a wild card in New York.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everyone's a wild card.
You never know who's going to turn
out. You can never guess who's going to be the one. Like, I've had people you would never assume flip out. You know, people usually think they see a homeless person, that's the wild card.
Right.
They're not necessarily the wild card.
Right,
you know?
Right. They're usually timid and everything. They don't do much.
Man, no one's really timid in New York.
No, huh?
No, everyone's just ready to cut your head off with a machete.
God. Well, apparently it happens pretty close, you know. I mean, yeah. Shit. That's terrible. There was also a shooting in Colorado Springs.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that at a birthday party.
What?
I guess one of the victims, the shooter was her boyfriend.
Mm.
So he came, it was like a family birthday. And he came there and he killed 6 people, you know?
Did he kill her?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This is also why I don't want to date.
Yeah, right?
Because it's like you have to trust that someone's not going to kill you in your sleep in the middle of the night.
Right.
Or poison your food.
Yeah.
You know? Like, how do I know that yeah. You're not just going to...
That's true. I mean, you can share the same bed with someone for 20 years and you don't know who they are, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Anything can happen, and that scares me.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
You
yeah.
have to trust who you're standing on a rooftop with.
Yeah.
You know? That's scary to me.
Well, hopefully you can trust someone you marry, you know?
I mean, a lot of people get killed by their spouse.
Right.
So, I mean, you also have to trust that, like, the person that you're with not only isn't... Because, look, I think anyone is capable of anything at any time. I think given the right circumstance... Anyone's capable of murder.
Yeah.
I think given the right circumstance.
If you're like attacked or threatened or anything's
something. Anything's possible. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Or even if somebody is just like at their complete wit's end and they snap, you just never know. And the thing is like, for me, I have to be able to, I have, this is a really soft spot for me is being in relationships, whether romantic or otherwise, where people are not being honest with you about how they actually feel about something. So if you say something that bothers them and they don't tell you, and then they just progressively hold that in and it festers and then one day they just flip out at you, like that I don't trust. That's the kind of thing that scares me, is people not being honest about how they're taking in what you're saying. And things like that. So, it's an issue for me.
We're talking about a lot of morbid stuff today. I don't know what the fuck. Talking about death a lot. We need to celebrate life. It's my birthday, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Better to celebrate life, though, than talk about death?
Right. And then go to the dentist in the morning.
Great.
I know. But at least tonight we'll go out with the family. That'll be nice.
Make sure you eat all that sugar I brought you before you go.
I will, yeah. But teeth are important, man. When your teeth are not okay.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I spent a lot of money like a few years ago on, you know, fixing some of my teeth and stuff. And but now I got another problem, another tooth. So
yeah, I've spent a lot on my teeth, too. I've worn braces twice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Teeth are a lot of money. Fucking money, man.
In America, they are. Yeah. I mean, everywhere else, people are like... Like, I have a friend who traveled abroad, and everyone was like, oh, you're American. She's like, I haven't even said anything yet. They're like, I can tell by your teeth.
Really?
Yeah. Because of our orthodontic work here is very specific.
What does that mean?
Like, orthodontics is like braces and stuff. Right, like, right. How they straighten your teeth and
right, but
how
what
white
do you mean,
they are.
But what do you mean they're like, what did you say they are?
Orthodontic?
No. American. You said... Our teeth are...
American?
No.
That's what I said.
You said something. Yeah, but after that, you said something. I don't remember.
I don't remember
you
either.
You said a word.
Yeah, but they said... But yeah, people can usually tell by how white our teeth are because other cultures don't usually whiten their teeth as much as we do.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And also by how straight they are.
Oh, okay.
A lot of other cultures don't really care about
straight. No, they don't care
much.
About teeth, you know, yeah. Especially in Asia.
Well, I mean, in England.
Yeah.
Look at that situation. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be freeing, though, to just not care what your teeth look like at all. It's so ingrained in us in America to, like...
Yeah, but that's why we look better than other countries. I don't know if it's true, but, you know.
I mean, we think so.
Yeah.
As Americans, we think so.
But dentists are extremely expensive here compared to other places. I mean, people go to Mexico and stuff to get their teeth done.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few from here.
Yeah.
They go to Mexico. And, yeah, I mean, I went to Israel. It was a lot cheaper. So I don't know. I don't know why dentists get the kind of money that they get. But,
yeah,
you know.
It's wild.
I mean, I can understand, you know, you're like inside people's mouth and everything. But still.
And also people don't really take care of their mouths.
Yeah.
They're lazy. You know,
yeah,
you gotta floss. People don't floss,
right?
They just don't.
I know it's even more important than brushing. I think. You
I
know?
Think so too. Yeah,
because you get gum disease. Plus, if you see all the stuff that's stuck in your, all the food that's stuck between your teeth.
Oh yeah,
food, you'd understand
plaque, all of it,
right?
I mean, like if you skip a day of flossing, it stinks.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. I don't even remember what it was like not to floss. You know. Because
I keep flossers in my car and I use them a couple
times
a day.
Yeah, those like toothpicks and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I know, but at night I have to do it every night, you know.
Yeah, you have
and
to.
And brush my teeth. And
it just feels so much better.
It does, you know. You know? I mean, and you brush your teeth. Many people don't, you know.
Or they don't brush them good enough.
Yeah.
They just kind of do a quick around right. the block and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you really got to take good care of your teeth because when you have a problem with your teeth, that's a big problem because you can't eat.
It hurts.
It hurts.
And then right. it hurts to get it fixed and then it hurts right. to recover from it.
I know. I have to have other than the one I'm going for today, which I'm hoping will only be a crown because if the base of the tooth is damaged.
Yeah.
They can't do a build up there to hold the crown. Then they have to take out the tooth and put an implant in there.
Oh, that's painful and expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, but really like, painful.
I don't know if it's painful. You know, I mean, when they extract the tooth.
Then you have the healing. And then there's right. a thing that you can get once you have a tooth pulled. If you drink stuff with a straw or smoking, you might have to stop smoking because you can get this thing called dry socket.
But I don't smoke.
But weed.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop smoking weed. Don't worry about it. It's happened before. I mean, I've had it. Yeah.
You don't want to get dry socket.
No, I'm just worried because I'm taking blood thinners and I think the bleeding's not going to stop. The whole point is to create a clot where they, you know.
Yeah.
So.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
You can always tell when people don't floss, too.
Yeah?
You know?
What,
it just looks like a cake.
Yeah?
Know, there's, like, cake between their
the teeth.
Between their teeth, yeah.
I don't know that I ever check them out that closely.
Oh, I stare at everything. I stare at absolutely everything, whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
I just can't help but notice every detail. I'm a microscope, basically. Truly. It's a burden.
Whoa.
It's a burden to live like this.
I suppose it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jen, enough of this nonsense for one day. I wish everybody the best.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
I will. Well, like I said, it's not that eventful because I never really plan anything. But whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy time with your family.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
And people call and they text and all that. So you feel kind of like the center of attention for one day, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, Jen. Well, thanks again for the sweets.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Gobble them up.
Yeah. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.